Hello, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the presentations that were held at the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology. This was held the 12th through the 15th of September, 2020, and it was virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you. Enjoy listening. Another interesting talk was provided by Mr. Thomas Gargot from the Hôpital La Pitié-Salpêtrière in France. And he discussed autism spectrum disorder and how it might be useful to use movement computing for patient assessment to enable precise measurements of movements in the context of both experimental and at-home settings. So although autism spectrum disorder is mainly described as a disorder of communication and socialization, there are motor abnormalities which are common to the spectrum disorder. They're significantly correlated with social, communicative, and behavioral impairments, in fact. So Mr. Thomas Gargot and his colleagues set up a study to identify computational methods to automatize the assessment of motor impairments in autistic spectrum disorder. This was done by a systematic review in the literature between 2000 and 2018, which included all the articles discussing automatic assessment or new technologies regarding motor behavior in children suffering from autism. So 54 relevant articles were included in this review, and they explored the static and kinetic equilibrium, so posture and walking, fine motor skills, motor synchrony, and movements during interaction, all of which can be impaired in autistic spectrum disorder patients. Several devices were employed in these studies to capture relevant motor information, such as 3D cameras, motion capture systems, and accelerometers. Since 2012, the number of studies has rapidly increased, and in parallel with the various technologies becoming less invasive, more precise, and more affordable. Examples are the Wii boards and Kinect to record balance. Moreover, new algorithms such as deep learning enable researchers to measure posture with a simple camera. Depth sensors allow simple algorithms to record posture and less computational power, which allows for developing real-time measures in games developed for children with autistic spectrum disorder. This open-source in-house software has enabled the extraction of relevant data on the subject. In a few cases, these technologies have been used in games to measure motor status and progress of children with autistic spectrum disorder. And as a result, Mr. Gargot and his team are currently evaluating the assessment of writing with an electronic tablet using random forest algorithm. So in short, using movement computing for patient assessment really did enable precise measurements of movements in the context of both experimental and at-home settings, and these methods will likely allow researchers and clinicians to distinguish autism spectrum disorder from other motor disorders and facilitate improved monitoring of children's progress in more familiar settings such as the home or at school.